Let's take a look at the Chiefs' upcoming opponent on Sunday, the divisional rival 5-1 San Diego Chargers. Now, the Chargers come into this game off a 4-point win over the Oakland Raiders last Sunday, and they have stood out through their first six games in a few key offensive categories. The first, you have to look at passing yards. They are sixth in the NFL, averaging 285 yards per game, but they've had a lot of injuries in the backfield at running back, where they are 25th in the NFL, averaging just 93 yards per game on the ground. On the defensive side, they've been equally as impressive, ranking in the top 10 in both pass and rush defense. They are fourth in the NFL against the pass, averaging just 209 yards given up per game. And against the run, they're ninth in the NFL, giving up just 99 yards per game. You can't talk about the San Diego Chargers and not lead with quarterback Philip Rivers, who is arguably the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He's leading the NFL in passer rating at 117. The Chargers as an offense are tied for fifth in the NFL, averaging 27.3 points per game. They are tied for the most 20-yard completions in the NFL through their six games with 28. The Chiefs defense, on the other hand, is leading the NFL and only giving up 11 passes of 20-plus yards. So that's an area to pay attention to in this game. When you look at his weapons, there are four guys that really stand out in the passing game. First would be Malcolm Floyd, the 6'5" receiver who's known to make big plays down the field. You have veteran Eddie Royal, who's been making plays for the Chargers offense since he arrived in San Diego. And then second-year player Keenan Allen has really been a threat for them on those shallow crossing routes. He really is good at yards after the catch, an area the San Diego Chargers have been fantastic at so far this season. And finally, you have to look at 34-year-old tight end Antonio Gates, who seems to be doing it forever. He leads the team with 6 touchdown receptions, not a player the Chiefs aren't familiar with. And again, they're going to have to pay attention and try to corral him, as he's one of Philip Rivers' favorite targets. Now, for the Chargers defense, they rank second in the NFL, giving up just 15.2 points per game. They have 10 different players that have at least one sack. They like to bring pressure from a lot of different places. You saw that in the game against the Oakland Raiders. They were bringing cornerbacks and defensive backs after that rookie quarterback for the Raiders and Derek Carr. There is an area that the Chargers defense really does struggle. They rank last in the NFL in touchdown efficiency inside the red zone. 75% of the time that opposing offenses get inside the red zone against the Chargers defense, they walk away with a touchdown. That's also an area that the Chiefs offense really excels. They are fourth in the NFL, scoring touchdowns on 70.6% of their drives that get into the red zone. Anytime the Chiefs offense gets into the red zone, it's something to keep in mind in this game. A couple of players to monitor during this game are defensive backs on each team. Now, one, Chris Owens, the Chiefs cornerback, banged up in their game against the San Francisco 49ers. And then for the San Diego Chargers, somebody Chiefs fans are familiar with in cornerback Brandon Flowers, who's been playing very well for them, but got banged up in the game against the Raiders. Both these guys, you know, are going to want to play. But if they're not available, look for two rookies to step up and really try to make an impact for themselves in the defensive backfield. For the Chiefs, it would be third round rookie Philip Gaines, who has made some spectacular plays on special teams so far this season. And for the Chargers, it would be their first round pick out of TCU, Jason Verrett, who has also made some plays, had the big interception last week against the Raiders. But going into this game for the Chiefs, it is all about stopping quarterback Philip Rivers. They go as he goes. It's a challenge the Chiefs defense is up for, and they'll be ready for it.